long.
I remember, like...
You can talk. I mean, okay. Nobody's freaking... I can always delete this stuff.
Okay.
They can't hear us?
No, they can't hear us. I don't turn it on until the...
last welcome minute. To last another second, exciting yeah. episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. The game gets real.
You get shot during the day?
And Aaron sometimes. Carter.
By the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the radio.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you're listening to... The Weekend Bang, powered by NRG, brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee, streaming inside the building. Jeez, everybody. We are 4 years into this. We're professionals, by the way.
It wasn't me.
We are professionals.
She even got me on camera.
And I believe that today's show is going to be amazing. That's right, amazing. And the people know it. They already know it.
You couldn't use the X word or something instead?
No.
Extreme, come on.
Let's be honest. From the last time, if we had to name the group of people that were in the quote-unquote X-Men, you would be the E-Men. Like, you guys aren't the A-Group, you're not the B-Group, you're not the blue or gold team.
Well, you're going the wrong way, first of all.
Yeah, it's...
because the X-Men are, like, the number one team.
Yeah, they're the best.
So would Z-Men be...
I don't think you want to be Z-Men.
Can we be the Seaman?
I don't think you want to be the Seaman either.
No, I want to be the Seaman.
That's worse
like
than
on a boat.
Like on a boat.
I mean, okay. If that's what you want to do there. Corey Vincent's here, everybody.
Hey! What's up, pizzas?
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I yelled a little bit.
Yeah.
I yelled just a little bit.
All right. That drink or something?
No, I'm high on life, man.
Are you?
Just really high on life.
That's good for you, sir.
Yeah.
Good for you. She's back. She's black.
No, I am?
She wishes. Aaron is here, everybody.
Hey, what's up?
A little less enthusiastic than Corey's there, but it's all right.
What's up?
There you go. See, somebody said, show me what you got.
Thanks for the host.
She obliged.
Didn't even have to finish.
And then, of course, we had to bring him on because... who else would be here to do this with us?
I love comic books.
He loves comic books. You heard his voice. David Gondo Ng is in the building, everybody.
Hi, guys.
And he waves for the podcast people he's waving to.
Oh, there's a video. Come on.
Yeah, there is. I know we have a special, you know, connection with the people for the video because they are here day in, day out. They never leave. They have been sitting and waiting patiently for this day.
For all of 5 minutes.
Some don't even bathe. I'm looking at you, special cases.
I'm one of those.
Say hello, chat room. What's up, chat?
Hey, chat. Hey. You're beautiful people.
Wait for the delay.
Yeah, you have to wait for the delay, of course. All right, enough of that delay. It's been an interesting day today. I've worked a little bit on some multiple projects and tried as hard as I could not to have the internet distract me from a lot of things. But it did. Because this wraps into what we're going to be doing all today, too. I saw a trailer for a small film, independent film by Fox, called New Mutants. Have any of you seen this whatsoever?
No.
Nope.
Nope.
Any of you know what the New Mutants are whatsoever? And
what
I'm not talking
are?
About you guys.
It's a comic, right?
Yeah, it is a comic book, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Come on.
Led by a moon star? Moon dancer?
Yes.
I forget what her name is.
Yes. Yes. So, it's a kind of a, I guess, an offshoot of the X-Men.
Yeah.
You know, kind of a spinoff or whatever. Yeah. Yes, Danielle Moonstar is who you were thinking of.
Six
teams or something.
Oh, yeah.
They're okay, so here it goes. The X-Men weren't that popular at one point, so they reintroduced X-Men in, like, giant issue number whatever, where they had Storm, Wolverine. They had all these international mutants as opposed to just, you know...
Because the first team went missing.
Yeah, the first team went missing. So they brought in, you know, Charles was like, well, let me get a second team in here to find the first team.
Gotta go investigate.
Right? That's gonna happen. Later down in the line, of course, they introduced more mutants because it's not just those five and then the new five or six or whatever it was. So the New Mutants were a new group of teens to kind of start the whole thing over. The X-Men were perceived dead, but they were off-world fighting whatever those bug thingies
are. Oh, the Brood.
Yeah, the Brood.
Oh, nice.
And Charles had felt like, damn, I keep losing kids.
So I'm going to get another group of kids.
So let me get another group of kids. Actually, Moira McTaggart, I believe, is the one that brought in these group and was trying to get Charles out of his funk.
Was that the one with the robot guy in it?
Yeah, the weird, okay. Sketchy looking, or whatever. So anyway, Fox, of course, owns the rights to the to Mutants, and they decided to do a movie called New Mutants. But they're doing this as a horror movie.
Horror movie?
Like a full-blown, we're going to try to scare you horror movie. And it's about five young mutants discovering their abilities, but they're held in a secret facility, and they have to fight to escape their past sins and save themselves. But everything is horror, cinematic. It's dark tones. There's little jump scares from, you know, people's abilities and stuff like that. Like, it's full-blown horror. Now, I wrote an article back in the day on Nerd Reactor, and you can go check it out, where I said I would love to see Marvel take some of their properties and try different genres. You know, make a love story here or a horror film here.
Uh-huh.
But the right property has to fit the right genre. New Mutants does not fit this genre.
No, you want Ghost Rider or something.
Yes, you want Ghost Rider. You want Constantine. You want, you know, those type of things that are, you know, that lend themselves to that type of genre. And go for the gold in that area.
Do you think the Batman with Scarecrow was considered a horror?
No.
Do you think
it
would have fit in the horror genre?
It could if they wanted to do like a unique just Scarecrow movie. Like, Batman's in it, of course, but like, that's his thing. It's all about fear, mm-hmm. you know? So, you know, so yeah, what scares you? They can go through. The movie It could just be one big Scarecrow trip. There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
See? Look. You're welcome. Whoever owns the DC, was it Warner Brothers?
Yeah.
There you go. They suck in the movies anyway. But that's not what we're here for today, everybody. Last week, I brought a group of people together to play a game. 30 years later, they got out of that board game, Jumanji. and now they're readapting to the world around them. Corey's using cell phones, which is odd to him because 30 years ago, they were giant.
No, because you time skip back to when you went in.
What do you mean?
When you go out of Jumanji, you time skip back to when you started.
No, I thought you skipped 30 years forward.
No.
Robert Williams had the big beard.
He was living
there. Yeah, but that was
because
they were
still
playing the game. But when they finished the game, he went back to being a kid.
Well, you guys didn't finish the game. He just popped out. Somebody rolled the dice, landed on your square. You all popped out. That's why Corey has the beard. Everything is back the way it...
Oh, damn. That's where that came from?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're all sad about it, of course. But... where Fox failed, we are not. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we're going to hop right back into this one, see how far it goes. I'm not sure how it's going to go. But welcome to edition number 2 of The New Mutants. I called it The New Mutants the last time, and I didn't know that trailer was going
to
come out.
Change the name.
I did not know that trailer was going to come out, and I'm a little upset.
You're going to get seen.
I might. But we're going to go with it until they shut us down. They'll be upset that we
didn't. We'll come up with
a
new one in the middle of the show today.
Yeah, we'll come up with
something
else. So anyway, last time on The New Mutants, let me turn this down just a tad bit. That's the opposite of turning it down.
It sure was.
So last time on The New Mutants, for anybody that is brand new and have not heard the last one.
You had to do previously on.
Yeah, previously on New Mutants. I wish I, damn it.
See, why didn't you do this?
There's a freaking sound clip. I could have got that too.
Yeah,
from
you
should have. Damn it, next show. Because this is
just do it in your narrator voice.
Yeah, no, there's an actual full
just
blown.
Watch
whatever.
The X-Men animated show so you can clip like a bunch of shit from it.
I got I already got some of that stuff.
Okay,
what do you think? I got the Sentinel sounds and everything.
Yeah,
from.
I figured, yeah. But right. It seems like you missed some stuff.
Okay, whatever. So I'm sorry, I didn't watch every season of the freaking.
There's only 4 of them. Come on,
to clip out every little episode. Jeez. So anyway, last time on The New Mutants, 3 young students started their very first day at the X-Men Xavier Institute for Gifted Children. Selena? There we go. Selena, Corey, and Jeff.
Geoff.
All exhibited their special mutations to their teacher, Aurora Monroe. Storm. Selena with her time manipulation. Jeff with his plant manipulation. And Corey... with some metal mercury body.
Body manipulation?
Yeah. I mean, we all manipulate our bodies, but
I manipulate everybody's body.
Everybody's.
Yeah, I'm gonna take this away from you now.
Everybody.
They were led by Gambit to the danger room inside of the mansion, where they were further tested with their abilities. They fought some tentacles. They fought a sentinel construct, where they were successful in overcoming all the obstacles until a cliffhanger. When the juggernaut busts through the wall. So, that's where we find our new... That's where we find our heroes. In the danger room. Rubble and smoke everywhere. Barely able to see through the thick fog, but you can make out a giant, giant, like, shadow figure, which you know as the juggernaut. His eyes... are kind of like glowing through the smoke and everything. And you can see up top Gambit looking down in awe at the new scenery that is out of his control.
In awe.
Yes, he's in awe because he's just, you know, shocked at what he's seeing here. The juggernaut slowly walks forward, making heavy, heavy thumps as he approaches you. And he seems to get faster and faster, running through the smoke.
Okay. Everyone's... Wait. Hold on. Can I roll... I need to roll... I want to roll a check to see if this is just an illusion or if this is real.
Okay.
So I'm going to check my perception.
You want to check your perception?
Yeah.
Is that a thing we can do?
I guess.
I didn't know if we could do perception here.
I mean, if you'd like to, but I mean... okay, boom. All right, you check to see if it's real. You kind of squint your eyes looking at this oncoming beast, and boom, he hits you right into the splattering Corey on the wall behind all of you guys and clearing out the dust. Selena, you can see around now. He has splattered Corey flat against the wall. There's mercury dripping on
and
the side of the
wall.
He's
still alive, right?
He's just dripping on the wall right now. right. But the dust is cleared and the rubble is everywhere. And suddenly you see that Jeff is missing.
Jeff, where are you?
You hear no reply whatsoever. Jeff is gone.
He was taking a nap anyway at the end of the last one, right?
A large... I don't think he was. I think he was coherent. you hear a large explosion from above you. And you see Gambit jumping down with glass all around him. He comes from the control room and drops down to the floor, turning the juggernaut in his direction. You know, getting his attention, excuse me. The juggernaut begins to run at Gambit.
I stick out my hand and try to slow him down.
All right. Try to slow him down. You put out your hands... And you start to slow down time around the juggernaut as he moves slower and slower. Gambit pulls out a deck of cards out of his pocket, launches them at the juggernaut, and tells you guys all to duck.
I duck.
I don't know what my status is, but I try and
drip to the floor.
I try and drip to the floor as fast as possible.
The cards stick in Juggernaut's chest, exploding, but doing no damage whatsoever to his thickened outer shell. Your time seems to wear off. Your time ability seems to wear off, and he picks up speed again, running right into Gambit, knocking him out cold.
Can I see what he wants?
Corey, you form back into something that resembles you still. A little halfway melted Corey on the side of the wall. And Juggernaut turns around, but in a different voice than the normal Juggernaut. He looks at you, and he just says, "What do you want?"
"I want to know why you're doing this."
"I'm looking for somebody, and you don't have them here. So I might as well just have fun while I'm here." The voice sounds totally unfamiliar to you as if it's not Juggernaut's voice whatsoever.
Have we met the Juggernaut before?
No, but
somehow we know.
Gambit does.
I try to turn back time so Gambit's not knocked out anymore.
Let's go ahead and roll on that. You wave your hands in the air like you just don't care. Trying to activate your time abilities, and nothing seems to happen.
Damn it.
Gambit is still knocked out cold on the floor.
I don't exist yet, do I?
No.
Okay.
Throughout the building, you can start to hear the children kind of waking up around from far off in the distance.
I hear their eyelids opening.
You can hear doors opening all around the, you know,
all around the
from the outside room. from the mansion. One by one, you see small kids running up to the hole in the wall, trying to get kind of a peek at all the action that's going on. And Juggernaut sees them and begins to charge straight at them.
I'm going to try and wrap myself around his legs to trip him.
Like in that really old movie?
Like in that really old movie.
So you gather yourself back together into a full-shaped Corey, and you launch yourself around his legs, kind of gelling yourself all around his feet.
Nasty sound effects, man.
And then you trip him up, and he kind of just falls to his knee and slides a little bit, sliding right in front of one of the students, who happens to be...
Jeff with a J.
Jeff with a J. Standing around a whole bunch of the younger students that are already there. Juggernaut grabs, or like kind of smushes Corey in between his hands and begins to get him away from his feet as he prepares to attack again.
Okay, guys, I don't think this is the real Juggernaut because I should not have been able to do that to him.
Okay.
So... we need to try and... Kid, what do you do?
I move dirt.
Do that.
Move do
on
that?
Him.
On him?
Move dirt? Is there dirt in this room?
There's rubble and dirt everywhere.
Okay. Gather it all up. All
right,
all
right. So first, I guess I'll walk inside the danger room.
All right.
And then seal up the hole to save the kids.
All right. Okay, let's do that. Wow, good lord. So you walk right inside the danger room. And you started to put your hands together, reconforming the rubble up into a wall, blocking off the giant hole that once was made by Juggernaut. Juggernaut gets up,
he says,
and says, "Show me what you got, kid." And he starts charging one more time right at you now, Jeff with a J.
I want to make a ramp so he runs over my head.
Lord. Wave your hands in the air again like you just don't care. And a ramp forms from the ground and he moves right up the ramp and he crashes right through the top of the building, landing outside in the main area of the mansion.
Alright.
Should we chase him now?
He smashes right down in the living room, surrounded by all the young kids at the mansion. And he looks up, and his eyes begin to glow as he looks around as if he's in search of something. And he still can't find what he's looking for.
Guys, I think he's a robot.
A robot?
Yeah.
So we should get some water and fight him.
Maybe we should.
Who has water
but
powers?
But I want to see first if it's possible for me to, like... I don't know if this is beyond my power, but, like, take the pieces of the wall and, like, put them back together on his body so he's, like, trapped in there.
I
think that's my power.
Or did he go all the way through already?
He's all the way through.
He's all the way through?
He's in a totally different room right now.
Okay, I don't think I have, like, the telekinesis, right?
No, you don't.
Damn.
No.
So we should try and get him outside, though. So
he's
stop messing up the house.
No, he's in the mansion.
He's inside the mansion, though.
He's, like, the main area. When you remember when you first walked in... and you saw the big winding steps and everything like that. He's in that area.
I ask if any of the kids can control water.
All the kids look frightened as hell.
God damn, you guys are
already,
useless.
Already lucky enough to get one to help that was already attending the school. The rest of them look scared.
I tell them to all run up to him and start kicking him in the face.
Seems like a bad idea. Please, let's not let the guilds do that.
They're expendable. They're useless.
Jeez. All right.
Darth Vader killing younglings?
Sheesh. So Juggernaut starts to brush the rubble off of him as he's still looking around and he's seeing the younglings. And he screams out, "Where's Scott?" And the kids just look frightened as all can be. And he continues to rampage around
in
the living room.
We just got here. We don't know who Scott is.
He's already in full run mode. He's not hitting any of you guys now.
I'm yelling. Stop, I say.
He's still in full. He's still smashing down pillars. Kids are being knocked around.
All right, let's get the kids out of here.
All right, kids, leave.
Let's get. I'm going to work on getting the kids out.
No, you're the most robust. You need to attract him out to the outside.
Okay.
You need to like stand in front of a door and taunt him so he charges you outside.
Okay, knowing full well who Scott Summers is, I turn my shape to look like Cyclops.
Okay.
And
I cover him with dirt so he doesn't look
all
metal-y.
And I yell at him, "Hey, shithead, come and get me," and I run outside.
You form a perfect recreation of Scott Summers. You look exactly like him. And with the dirt that's kind of surrounding you, you just look like a battle-worn, torn Scott Summers that just came out of the rubble. Definitely fooling the Juggernaut. And he runs right at you, full speed, and splats you right against the wall.
Hey, I don't get a chance to descend, like go into a liquid form so he goes through me?
Yeah, you went into a liquid form. As he splatted you against the wall, smashing you straight outside into the front of the mansion.
Okay, good. He's all outside. Right. Well, so I'll do my quicksand move. Please.
Right. So you walk up outside the newly formed hole in the front of the mansion, and you start to try to create quicksand, but the Juggernaut leaps backwards out of the way from where you try to create the sand, dodging your attack.
I try to move him back to where it was, where the quicksand was.
Ooh. Smart.
You do your time abilities again, trying to reverse time and bring him back, but you only seem to revert the once solid ground of quicksand back to solid ground.
Did I roll a one? What the hell?
You're wrecking
you
our
missed
team right
a little
now.
Bit there.
Damn, I suck.
So, Juggernaut, gathering himself, gets prepared to charge right back into the mansion, but then a strong wind comes from nowhere. Not strong enough to actually stop the Juggernaut, but it's a noticeable change in the weather, of course.
So I make the ground swallow up his feet to slow him down more.
You move the earth around from around his feet, slowing him down just like he's walking in thick mud.
That's
what he's doing.
I'll take it.
The wind keeps getting stronger and stronger, and then you see Storm come out of kind of out of the back of the mansion flying. And of course she has to yell.
I wish you would have done it, though.
She starts shooting lightning bolts at Juggernaut, and he seems to kind of unfaze him whatsoever. His feet are still kind of sluggish and moving into the, you know, the muddish that you just made. And the wind is, like, picking up harder and harder as he just keeps getting berated and pounded with lightning bolts after lightning bolts. But he's slowly making his way right back towards the mansion. He's an unstoppable Juggernaut, people. Like, he's a toughie.
Yeah, there's really no way to just, like, wave my arms and bring him towards me, right?
Maybe.
All right. I run away from the mansion, and I wave my arms trying to get him over to me.
Just like a decoy?
Yeah.
So he sees your flailing arms or whatever, kind of through all the clouds and smoke and lightning that's hitting him right in the face, and he decides to charge straight at you now.
Okay. I turn to Corey and ask if I can borrow his arm.
I give him my arm. Do you want it in a certain shape?
No, it doesn't matter.
I dodge before he gets me. I dodge.
I take Corey's arm and I throw it with my powers at the juggernaut's face and try and suffocate him.
So you throw it at the juggernaut and it just splats him right in the back of the head, dripping off of his back and falling to the floor.
Damn.
You, Selena, managed to jump right out of the way just in time as he smashes into the side of the actual building.
Oh, I thought I was away from the building.
The X-Mansion begins to start to rumble, like it's losing its shape from all the holes that have just been created inside this thing. And it's just falling apart slowly and slowly. Storm turns her focus from shooting lightning bolts to blowing some of the debris and rubble away from the actual, you know, home or whatever.
I don't know what else we got, guys.
Well, can you take that rubble and, like, I don't know, trap him in it or something?
I would try to support the house with the rocks so it doesn't fall over.
I'm just going to reverse anything that happens to the house. Eventually.
Eventually. But there's still children inside, though.
Yeah, they are children.
I know you don't care about them, but...
So you form small pillars that are weak in strength, though, and they do their job right now, keeping the house at least standing.
All right, cool.
Yes.
Emergency fix, guys.
Some of the children begin to run out of the holes created by the juggernaut.
They couldn't run out the back or something where he's not?
They're scared children. They begin to run towards any exit they can find. Gambit wakes up out of his slumber and runs up to the main hallway or the main foyer of the X-Mansion and begins to start throwing more cards at the juggernaut. And I don't have a sound effect for that. So we'll use this. Don't have that either.
All right. I try and lift the dirt to springboard him away.
Springboard who?
The juggernaut.
Oh, okay.
Get him away from the house.
You're already showing too much strain from holding up the building with your rocks.
All right, so I'm not doing anything. So you guys got this one.
Okay. Are all the kids out of the house yet?
All the kids seem to be out of the house. Yeah, they've all kind of made their escape.
Hey, Jeff with a J, you can let the house fall down now. Right. Actually, wait, before that, let me go inside and check and make sure there's nobody left.
Because
I care
that.
About kids.
Sounds so sincere.
Well, if we're going to do that too, then you should lure him inside and we'll just knock the whole house on him.
We could do that too. All right, let me check if there's kids first because, you know, I can throw it outside first.
What's Juggernaut doing right now?
Juggernaut is inside the mansion. But kind of like on the corner of it, like he's just, when he missed Selena, he smashed into the side of the house. So he's kind of just on the side, in the side building. Say he's in the kitchen.
So
in the downstairs kitchen.
Got it.
Right now.
I'm going to run at him as fast as possible and try and drop kick him further into the house.
All right. So you run right up to him and full extension, legs stretched out. Barrel right into the side shoulder of him, hitting him right on the side, but just splatting right on the side of his shoulder.
Dang it.
The juggernaut looks at you and picks you up by one hand and holds you up high, choking you.
Melt.
I'm just going to melt my neck.
Just try and suffocate him, man.
Hold on. So as I'm melting, I want to put my hands over his eyes so he can't see.
Okay.
Drop down from his hands and then just start punching him repeatedly in the dick with other hands.
Does he have a dick?
With other hands.
If he's a robot, he doesn't have a dick.
You try as hard as you can to reach out for him, but you to no avail. He kind of just flings you back and forth, keeping you in your kind of solid state, and you don't have enough composure to melt yourself enough around him. That meant you drew a one. I'm just going to tell you that right there.
Are you, like, pushing a button on your app, or are you rolling a dice?
Rolling. I have a full-blown
D20 right in front of me. You rolled a 1 on that one, and that wasn't...
God damn.
Man.
That's why
I'd like
said
to stop holding the building up now.
Wait,
so
am
I can
still
do something
in there?
Else. Are
there
back
kids
yet?
Still in there? I haven't...
You looked around, and it seems like the building is empty. The only people left in there is still Gambit berating him with a barrage of cards.
Okay,
that
as
he's
I
just
see,
throwing at him.
As I see the house crumbling around me, I try to like stop time so I can get out.
Okay. you run out of the house with rocks, just stopping and pausing all around you. Woo-hoo. As you make your escape outside of the mansion.
So, did we bury him in the house at least?
Nope. Right now, Juggernaut has his hands firmly gripped around Corey's throat.
Outside or inside the house?
Inside the kitchen right now.
Inside the kitchen, okay.
Trying to figure out a way to rip Corey's malleable body apart.
Wait, so the house doesn't crumble in the kitchen?
Have you dropped it yet?
Yeah, I stopped using my powers.
Okay.
I stopped using my powers in the house now.
Yeah, because she was still running out, and I didn't know if you
wanted to. Yeah. I'm outside of the house.
She's out. I see her, so we're good. I'm going to stop holding the house up now.
Gambit hears the rumble of your powers starting to move and kind of gets what's going on. So he makes his escape outside of the house real fast as the house all just comes and collapses right down on Juggernaut, burying him and Corey in a mound of rubble. Storm instantly stops her.
I stop the power of the storm.
Storm stops her wind from blowing to kind of let the dust and smoke settle all around everybody. As Gambit goes and starts to throw the rocks off of the building, looking for Corey's.
Can I just retrieve him with my powers?
Oh, let's find out. He is made out of mercury. You reach deep down inside and start to pull Corey's body through the rubble. And it kind of like slimes through the rocks. And you pull it up and like form it into like this just ball right in front of you.
All right. I'll just set that down on the ground and you can get himself together later.
Corey lays there unconscious, but still no real sign of the Juggernaut. The house is in ruins as Gambit is still trying to just pull rubble out the way looking for the Juggernaut.
Why is he looking for the
Juggernaut? This, nothing good can come from this.
That's what he's doing, people.
Well, this has been fun. I'm going to pack my bags now and just go home. So my house got knocked down.
Maybe
so.
You can help him.
I don't want to help him, though. I don't want to unbury the Juggernaut.
The Juggernaut... rubble starts to rumble and move around in a different location from where Gambit was looking for. And Juggernaut slowly like kneels up, or he stands up, kind of rubbing his head like he's injured. And he looks around at the fallen debris and he's like, "Where am I?"
What?
Gambit.
Is that the end of that? Is that
no.
What's going on there?
No, it's just more just ambient music going on. That's all this is. He kind of stumbles around and he walks towards Gambit. Gambit with his hands firmly on a new fresh deck of cards as if he can, you know, getting ready to attack again. And he kind of just slumps right in front of Gambit and he's like, "What's going on?" Gambit's yelling and he's upset at him. It's like, you destroyed the whole house.
You destroyed the whole house!
Said, "What are you even doing here?" And Juggernaut just says, "Last thing I remember, I was in a bar. And I was having drinks. It's the last thing I remember."
So we just
and then he walks
guy.
Off into the sunset?
Nope, he's still there, rubbing his head. Corey finally wakes up from his unconscious slumber.
I want to know, he doesn't remember anything after the bar.
He looks at Corey, I guess questioning, and he says, "I was at a bar, a lady bought me a drink, and that's all I remember."
Ooh, what did she look like?
Was she blue?
No, she wasn't blue. If you're thinking of Mystique, it wasn't Mystique. It was just some blonde head.
Talk about these people like we know who they are.
It was...
Well,
I know who Mystique is.
I read the paper. I don't read the paper.
You see, she's the savior of the mutants, then.
Oh, no, we're not in that universe.
He's like, no, it was just some regular dame, blonde-haired chick. I think she spiked my drink. All I can see in my head was flashes of Scott Summers the whole time.
Wait, who's blonde?
Emma Frost.
You've done a lot of damage here, Juggernaut. I don't know what your financial situation is, but either
you owe us a little.
I think you got to get out of here, man.
He stumbles to his feet, and he's like, "I need to go sleep this off." Like a Hulk jump, he leaps away into the unknown.
And as he's leaving, I say, "Yeah, you didn't want round two, bitch."
he turns around.
Storm flies down, and she just makes sure all the younglings are all right and they're not dead, Selena. And she looks at you students and she asks, "Like, are you guys? Are you okay?"
"I think I'm all right."
"You all right?"
"Yeah."
Where's Jeff? With a G.
"I don't know. When we were inside the house before it crumbled, he just disappeared."
"Is he still in there?"
"We don't know. I looked around the whole house and nobody was in there."
She begins to move the rocks out of the way with wind.
I will help her with that.
You also help her with that. I'll just let that one even roll. You're just moving rocks out of the way with your abilities. No sign of Jeff whatsoever, any place. And this concerns Storm and Gambit a great deal.
Are they also going to contact Scott and tell him that
they
somebody's hunting?
They would, but all the communication systems have been shut down and destroyed in the house being destroyed. Sidebar, totally you guys' fault, because you guys let the thing get destroyed.
I did, but hey, nothing else was working on this guy.
Can you reverse time on the building?
Yeah, I'm going to try.
All right.
I muster all the strength I have.
It's gonna be a high one if you got to. Here we go. Give me some sound effects on here. Ooh. So you wave your hands in the air like you just don't care. And one small corner section of the mansion rebuilds back to...
Can it be the kitchen at least?
It's not even the kitchen.
I want some food, man.
Not even the kitchen. Like literally one small cornerstone. Just replace
it. Did
I roll a two?
You rolled a four. So, yeah. And Gambit looks at you and is like, "That's it? That's the best you got?"
"I tried, man.
It's my first day, guys."
"That's a lot of shit."
"Yeah, I know. For first day, I mean, are you guys liable for all this shit that happened?"
Gambit picks up a brick, charges it, throws it at the small corner that you just rebuilt, blows it up, and says, "I'm going to go find communications. I'll be back." And he runs off to go try to contact the rest of the X-Men right now. Storm says, "Just help me clean up some of this mess."
All right. It's all you, Jeff.
All right. I would like to sort it.
Is this Minecraft?
Yeah. It is.
It is.
For him, yes, it is.
I'm going to need to rebuild it later, so I might as well sort it now.
So you perfectly sort all the different material into nice, neat piles. Which Storm seems to be
you
impressed.
You wasted a good roll on sorting.
The dice giveth and the dice taketh away.
I've been rolling shit today.
Storm, you see Storm, the sun's kind of going down now. You see Storm talking to one of the other kind of older mutant children. And he kind of walks over and... does like little hand movements on some of the piles of rocks and begins to form kind of tents out of all these different little rubbles for all the young kids to sleep in. Because it's getting night. It's, you know, it needs some type of shelter since you guys can't rebuild a house.
That's pretty intense.
Hey, that's like three people rebuilding a mansion. Come on.
So he's using his very weak telekinetic powers to kind of build tents for all these different people. The kids are all kind of shuffled into their individual little igloos, and they're all just preparing for a night as Storm tries to figure out what to do next with all the younglings. You see her in deep thought by herself in the moonlight, trying to figure out what was the motivation behind the Juggernaut even being there. Gambit is still gone. He hasn't found communications yet.
Is the hangar still okay? Like, there must be a jet or something in there, right?
The jet's gone. The X-Men have
only
all
have one.
They only have one jet. Jets are expensive, sir. Jets are expensive.
Wait, do any of the younglings, now that they're not scared, can they do anything?
One seems to be very cocky. As he kind of walks up to you, but he's kind of shaped like a lizard type of thing. And he's like, I got a pretty long tongue. You know, they call me Gecko.
Do you sell insurance?
I mean, Storm comes up to you.
Just go back to your tent, kid.
She's basically, she says, all these children that are left, none of them are
helpful
fighting capabilities. If that's
we're
what you are looking
fight right
for.
Now.
So why did we keep them alive again?
Because they are special mutants.
Children.
They are children. They just need refuge. The world is dangerous.
I want to ask Storm why we were brought here in the first place.
Because, as I said, the world is dangerous. Mutants are
more
hated.
Dangerous than Juggernaut charging
I know,
through in an hour.
This has been the most dangerous. This is the most literally the most danger I've
you
ever
know
been
why,
in.
You know why? Because the world could always use more heroes.
Yes, the world could always use more heroes. This isn't an everyday occurrence. This hasn't happened all the time.
I swear to God. I mean, like I said, I read the papers, and this building has been knocked down at least every 2 years.
It is, how you say, fake news. Not real. It is not real. All of it is fake news.
You can't trust CNN.
You cannot trust a failing newspaper. It is not real.
So where is Scott anyways?
Scott is off on a mission of peace right now. In Latveria.
Latveria.
Yes.
Do we have any history of bad people, villains? I mean, there are no bad people. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to put a label on bad people. But do we have any inkling as to who would spike the man's drink?
I guess the only one I can think of is, I mean, there are many, actually.
There are many. Wait, you said somebody earlier.
Okay, any blonde
ones?
Any blonde women?
Who would spike the drink of the Juggernaut? His eyes were glowing. Like, do we have beasts? Someone who could tell us more about
lobotomy?
Lobotomies? No. Botany or...
Botany? What do you got?
Botany is plants.
I think we're missing Jeff for botany. We're definitely missing Jeff.
Jeff pissed himself and ran away. I saw it happen.
You saw it happen.
I saw it happen.
Oh, that's what that wet spot was.
Jeff is a coward. There was sap all over the place.
The only hunch I can think of in recent times maybe is Essex.
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 It's the only person I know that would have anything
to
want with.
Who is this Essex?
Maybe you would know him by his other name, Mr. Sinister.
Oh.
Mm. Well, we're not going to fuck with that guy. Like, we're just... This is day one.
What can you guys tell me about Mr. Sinister?
Mr. Sinister...
Just listen to his name.
He's a...
That sounds like somebody trying to overcompensate.
He's a psychopath, yes. He's definitely a psychopath.
You should have saw his sex tape.
He believes in making a better mutant. And he's always after Scott and Jean. Rest in peace. Trying to create the perfect mutant specimen.
I like to be better.
Do you like to be better? What does that mean? Not in his way. It is all mind control. He was probably mind controlling Juggernaut. I didn't think of that.
Ooh. Oh, man. And you're a teacher here, you say?
Storm flies over to one of the older looking mutants and starts whispering with him.
Can I try and
not
overhear?
Not a student, though?
Yeah, it's older-looking students.
I'd like to try and overhear.
I like to stretch his ear so he can hear it.
Okay. You like to stretch his ear instead of him just doing it himself? Okay.
I'm going to help him out here.
You stretch his ear to the ground, and it kind of slithers on the ground. through the grass,
and like again with this.
And then it makes like a cup shape right under the two that are conversating.
I hate okay. my power sound effect.
Trying to find a shoe to put it on my head.
You overhear Storm saying, I'm going to find a hunch, you know, that I have.
You're
going to
find a hunch?
Yes. And I need you to watch the rest of the children. And then Storm flies off into the night. And this older looking kid, maybe about, I don't know, 18. He kind of just takes a look at you three who are just standing there, one with their ear to the ground. and he looks down at your ear and he's like, did you guys hear all that?
No, could you say it louder?
What do you want to hear? What answer would make you happier?
And then he, like lightning, quickly runs right in front of you with his super speed. And he's like, don't you get any ideas about following her. She wants everybody to stay here.
So follow her, you say?
And camera Tomiko is out.
Oh no, my camera.
So
it's the USB plug in the front. Unplug it and plug it back in.
Hold on. So he says, don't get ideas about following her.
Well, I didn't have the idea until somebody said something. You just so inceptioned me. Come on.
Sounds like we're supposed to follow.
Yeah.
So does he zoom off then to go deal with the other kids?
No, he's standing right in front of you as you guys talk about all this inception.
Well, I know from the movie that this guy's probably weak, so I just go right past him.
You walk right past him, and he super speeds right in front of you,
well,
holding
you know
his
what?
Hands out.
I can stop time and just keep him in place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does slow time real
Does
quick.
Does that work or do I need to mud his feet again so he can't run?
You wave your hands in the air like you just don't care. And he's frozen there with his hands blocked out like he's trying
All right,
to stop
guys,
you.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's
I
want to
turn my hand into a frying pan and try and knock him unconscious.
He's frozen there as you transform your hand into a frying pan and you cock back as hard as you can after a disgusting sound and you whack him right across the face. He does not move, but you successfully hit him as hard as you can in the face.
All right.
So whenever we leave the range, he should be unconscious, but I don't know.
All right, guys, run.
That just seemed really rude. Yeah, let's just get out of here.
Have fun taking care of the kids.
So how are we supposed to follow Storm, though? Because she flies, and I don't think either of you guys fly. I don't fly.
I don't fly.
I got an Uber on my phone.
Follow that lady.
Follow the thunderstorm, maybe?
Just look up in the sky and see if you see.
Yeah, we got a general direction.
Yeah, we walk in the general direction that she started flying.
You start to follow the general direction where you see her, where she has already flown way far away, out of sight already, and you start to walk deeper and deeper into, you make it into a wooden area. Back at the camp, your time power seems to have worn off, and the kid just drops unconscious right
yes!
to the floor.
It worked.
The other little kids come out of their tents and
scream in agony
and wonder why the only adult around is unconscious. Back to you guys who have now made your way into a forested area. You seem to just be wandering around in the thicket. Unsure because you can't see the sky to where Storm
Why did we go in the
has
trees?
Gone.
It would be great if we had somebody who could like move the trees around.
That would be great.
Or something. It would be pretty great.
Yeah.
Isn't Mercury kind of like sensitive to the storms and stuff? Isn't that what encompasses?
Oh, didn't we?
Nothing? No.
No.
No. Did we talk about like Mercury going into like?
You see if somebody's sick. So how you feeling over there, Jeff?
Oh, Arcanet's asking, can you make a land wave?
I don't know. Can I? Do I have limitations on
you
stuff?
You can try.
Wait, what do I want to do, though?
Hold on. Do I have 4G? I'm asking you, the DM.
Oh. You have whatever's on your person right now.
I mean, do I have 4G? I have my cell phone.
So. Does your cell phone have 4G?
Yeah.
All right, then. But what
I didn't
do you
know
want?
If we said we were in a thicket. I didn't know if there was.
Oh yeah, you still have tower. You still have coverage out there.
Okay.
You're in Upper New York.
You have Verizon. Yeah.
You're in Upper New York. Okay. Remember that.
I'm using that T-Mobile.
Yeah.
So can I? I have a weather tracker app. I'm trying to see if any storms popped up in the city.
Okay.
Because there were none expected before. So
someone check Storm's Twitter to see if she updated her status.
So let's see. You check your weather tracker, and you see that it's kind of clear skies all around.
Yeah.
All right, I check her Twitter.
I set my phone for notifications for any storms that pop up in the area.
You check your Twitter first, and you see Storm's last entry is having fun at the beach.
Damn.
And how many years ago?
When was that?
That was back in 2012. And you set your notification for storms, and all that comes up is Puerto Rico.
Damn.
No. Oh, man. Too soon. Is that what happened?
That's what happened.
Damn,
son.
You guys continue to wander aimlessly through the northern forests of New York.
I don't know what we're doing here, guys.
Yeah, I don't know anymore. Is Gambit still around?
I'm kind of afraid to go back. I hit that guy kind of hard.
Does he know? He doesn't know because he was like time stopped, right?
Maybe. I don't want to take that chance.
Maybe if you just shave the beard, he won't recognize you.
You can form yourself into whatever body.
Yeah. I could imitate the Iceman.
Yeah. Imitate the Iceman. There you go. Silver Surfer. Let's go Silver
Surfer. Oh, Silver Surfer. There we go.
It's more your color scheme.
Yeah, there we go.
You guys wander around until you kind of see like a small city area with buildings. And there's like bars and there's little motels all around. Mm. It kind of looks like there's a truck stop in the area as well.
Did we notice any giant footprints when we were in the forest?
No giant footprints around.
Is the bar that Juggernaut went to in this city?
Could be.
All right,
I mean,
we go to the first.
Asked around, I think somebody would have noticed the gigantic.
We go to the first bar we see.
Uh huh.
And we
look for signs of the Juggernaut.
Yes, and we also ask for some water because you know we've
been wandering around all day.
And some cherries. You know, we need some energy. I'm hungry.
You guys head up to the first bar that you find, and you guys all have your IDs on you, right?
We're all underage, right?
No.
Well, you are.
Ah, damn.
You were a child there at...
All right, well, I'm sitting outside. You guys got this inside. They're not going to let me in.
So you walk right on into the bar, and you kind of look around, and a bottle is thrown across the room and hits Corey right in the face. And then you hear somebody saying... We don't like mutants in here.
Does that
Maybe
mean
Corey
you?
Should wait outside also.
Yeah, yeah, I'm normal.
Who did that? I'm looking around to see who did that shit.
You see a kind of big
burlesque show?
Yes, a big burly man making his way towards you. And he's like, I'm the one that threw that. What you going to do about it, mutie?
I'm going to throw a right cross, knock his old ass out.
Ooh.
This is not going to go well, guys.
You swing as hard, and you knock him right into the face, knocking him over tables and chairs.
This doesn't look good for us.
And this he knocks really is out, not. You should step away. You cold. Don't want to be associated with
I'm going to yell at the top of my lungs, man, fuck humans. No, I don't want to do that. I didn't do that. That was a joke.
The bartender, noticing that you knocked out a gigantic man, this silver person just knocked out of a man. Runs and grabs the phone and calls the police.
I turn back time to that on just that guy. Let me rephrase that. I turn back his perception of time. I can do that, right?
So he doesn't realize he got punched.
He doesn't know who got punched or like
he doesn't
who did
see
it.
Anyone get punched?
But and I tell Corey to like go stand over there.
Yeah,
go sit in the corner. Go back outside with Jeff.
You try to wave your hands again, and you, all you seem to do is wake up the unconscious man.
So now everyone knows you're a mutant too.
Fix the tables and chairs around you, and the man slowly walks all the way back to where he once started and threw the bottle in the first place. And then he looks around like, "What just happened?"
So being aware, I catch the bottle.
The rest of the bar seems to look at you in disgust, now noticing you have an ability as well.
Are the cops still on their way?
The cops are definitely on their way.
All right, let's get out of here.
Get the hell out of here. Let's go to the next bar.
Next bar.
Yeah, next door.
just as well.
Multiple cop cars pull up right in front of you guys.
I stick my head in and say, guys, we got a little bit of a problem out here.
Three cop cars park right in front of you guys, and they all, each officer steps out of the car with their gun drawn, and they say, put your hands on the ground, mutants.
I put my hands on the ground and make a giant rock wall up here.
Let's see.
To cut off the cops so we could make our getaway.
Are you Rock Me? Oh,
he is.
Shit.
You put your hands on the ground, and a tremble happens.
And I get shot?
But that's about it. Nothing else happens.
Yeah, well, we're dead now, guys.
The officers barely noticed the small rumble that
happens. Okay, cool, so I'm still good then.
And they're yelling, get down on the floor. Get down on the floor. Get down on the floor!
I'm on the floor!
Is Corey bulletproof? BT Dubs?
I'll be shooting and find out. You want to roll that dice,
Corey? I don't want to find out.
You don't have any organs, right?
Yeah, you should be fine.
Yeah,
you got go right.
I'm not gonna, why would I want them to shoot me anyways?
Just absorb all the bullets.
You see one of the cops saying, we're going to need some backup over here. This is the second mutant outbreak we've had tonight. Let's go.
Oh, second, you said.
Second. What was the second. First one? Wait. I'm still on the ground, but I just want to know, like, what was the first one? What are you
Nobody's
talking about?
Talking to you, mutie.
Fuck.
Can you freeze them?
Yes. I tried to freeze them.
Should we just go to jail, though, and, like, learn more at the jailhouse instead of actually doing all this?
Again, you try to wave your hands around and...
This is on the ground.
One of the officers sees you trying to, I guess use your abilities.
Stop rolling bad for me.
And takes out a stun gun and he stuns you.
I would like to not resist arrest and just go to jail.
Making your body convulse violently as you begin to foam in the mouth. One of the other officers runs up to you and puts handcuffs on you as you sit down on the floor now.
I think you should not resist, guys, and just go to the jailhouse, figure this out.
Well, you're a kid. You're going to go to a different jail.
Oh, that's true. Well, I can bust out, though, so I'm cool.
All right. I can meet you guys later. You're 18, right? You're an adult?
The police officers take Corey and Aaron and put them in the back of their cruisers. As one car stays there and goes, gets a statement from the inside, the other cars take off, leaving Jeff with a J in the street by himself.
Because nobody saw me do anything suspicious. Yes.
Are we alone in the cop car? Or are we in the same cop car?
You two are in each one cop car. Remember, there was three.
Damn.
One stayed there to take statements.
I guess I'll have to walk to the jailhouse and meet up with them later.
The other two, I guess you.
Is there a cop in my car?
There's a cop in both of your cars.
It's a small town, so I think there's only one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a small town.
I thought he could have been out taking statements still or something.
He gets you guys back to the.
The small town jail.
Police station. He gets you back to the police station and puts you guys in separate cells across from each other. It's a small little Mayberry type of jailhouse.
This guy can just like walk through bars.
They don't know that yet.
Right?
So I haven't exposed my powers.
Okay. I'm just making sure for later because I'm about to bust these guys out.
I haven't exposed my powers yet. They're putting me in normal jail, idiots.
The police don't even read you your rights. They're not doing anything by the book at all. They're treating you very hostile because you're mutants.
Of course. We're not real humans.
You're not humans to them. Not at all. They kind of just lock you up in these jail cells and kind of just walk away.
Okay. So 2 hours later, I arrive.
I whisper to Corey, like, hey, can you turn into a key?
Okay, so while you're there locked up, you need to, like, sneak around and get some information about the first mutant thing.
Yeah, can I, let's do a little perception here and see who else is in the jail. Do we recognize anybody as mutants?
You look around and there's literally nobody else.
No, there's nobody else?
Around. You
I mean,
two
you gotta,
the
like,
only
go through
two.
The files. I don't think anyone's still there. We want you to figure out if the Juggernaut was there. You're inside, man.
Yeah, I know.
You just gotta sneak through that bar.
What is that rock thing? Is that somebody following us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, you can You can split off a piece of your body, right?
Yeah.
But we also said that it was its intelligence was proportional to how big it was.
Okay.
So it needs to be pretty big.
Okay, I'm going to create a version of myself.
Okay.
Under the blanket. Just to be
like
kind
a hollow version?
Like a hollow version of myself.
Okay.
It's a lump that's kind of shaped like me.
All right.
And did that work?
Yeah, you created a version of yourself. So you, under the cover that they gave you that's all ratty and pissy, you begin to form and meld a shell of yourself under the cover.
Okay, yay. And then now I'd like to Alex Mack myself into a puddle.
All right.
And get into the air ducts.
you slime, or you turn into a small puddle on the floor. Successfully.
And now I'd like to kind of just search around for information on other crimes that have happened that night.
All right, let's see how much you have that. Oh, pretty good. So you slithered your way through the police station, past kind of all the guards who are just kind of like sleep on the job. They're very lazy and kind of hillbilly, hickish type of guys. And you find one of the cabinets that holds the files for all the police reports that happen. They're very old school, low tech. Nothing's on file, like for in a computer, so everything is kind of handwritten.
Convenient.
But you can make out sloppy handwriting about a 7 foot giant that collapsed at one of the bars from drinking too much.
What's the name of? We got the name of the bar. I got all the information.
Yeah, you get all the information of the location.
I can't really put it back into my. I gotta get back to the cell.
You can like make a pocket.
Just like a little paper sliding around on the ground
inside of your pedal. Yeah.
I don't need. I got the information.
Okay.
I got the.
Yeah, you got a good memory.
I read the
you
spark
remember
notes.
This one.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't have handcuffs anymore, right?
No, you're out of your handcuffs okay. right now.
Am I there yet?
Are we there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Jeff shows up on the outside of the door, right in front of the police station.
Can I go around to the back and find the holding areas?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
I'm slinking back to my to where we were being held.
You make your way back all the way to your jail cell, and as Jeff makes his way behind the building.
I'm going to try and turn my hand. I'm going to jam it into the keyhole of her cell.
And while he's doing that, I'm going to tear down the concrete wall on the outside.
Jeff seems to he waves his hands around and begins to just pull apart the wall slowly that was on the side of Selena's wall cell, exposing a giant hole on the side of her cell.
I still would like to see if my thing will work. So I jam my hand in to take the form of whatever the key would be and start twisting it to see if I could manipulate the mechanism.
And then I see him doing this and say, just walk through the bars.
No, I already started something.
You slither your body inside of the keyhole, successfully matching every single pin. And unlocking it as Selena just slowly walks out of the giant hole that Jeff made behind, not disturbing any of the police officers in the actual building.
Somebody's Arknight says you should have made dirt body doubles to leave in the cells.
That's a good idea. That's a really good idea.
Yeah,
but next time.
Yeah, it's too late. I mean, there's a big hole.
There is a big hole.
I recollected myself, by the way, before I did all that other stuff.
Yes.
The three of you stand outside going over the file.
Can we go around the corner or something first?
Okay, yes.
In the dark alley? Behind the dumpster?
You guys,
away from the giant hole in the wall?
Yeah.
You guys run away from the giant hole in the wall, leaving it wide open with all the police officers sleep inside.
They're stupid.
As you take a moment to hide inside of a kind of an alleyway that's pretty dark and no light around.
Perception check. Make sure there's nobody there.
You take a look around and there's literally nobody around.
Okay. All right,
small town.
So I got the name of the bar.
You have the information.
I have all the information. I say we go there. Try and see if we can get some camera footage, something to see who gave the Juggernaut that I put him under the spell.
Okay. Right? So I'm going to vote, though, that we wait till it's closed, because last time we went and that didn't work out too well for us.
All right. I'm good with that. So we have to wait till like 2 a.m., right?
Which it probably is already anyway, because we just got arrested. So that's
I happen to
hours.
Know that this bar closes at 3 just by luck.
Okay.
You've definitely never been to this town before.
Nope.
Or, I mean,
they don't know your face at this bar.
Nope.
It's said in the file, right?
Or Yelp.
Yeah.
Do you have a phone?
I saw the Yelp.
Yeah, he has
the
Yelp.
You can look at Twitter and you guys looked at everything else, but you didn't look at Yelp the bar and see the hour. Find out if the three heroes can find out more information next week about the bar. And yeah, we're going to end it right
Probably
there.
Probably not, guys. Spoiler alert.
They fought the Juggernaut. Yeah, you know, you guys had a little adventure there.
I feel like I accomplished some cool things.
Where the fuck is Jeff with a G?
Yeah, where's Jeff with a G at?
Next time on Dragon Ball Z, the
Juggernaut. And why didn't the cops notice a giant hole in the side of the building?
Stupid cops.
Who knows? We're going to find out all that next week on the third part of the New Mutants, or the New Mutants, depending on how you call it. So there you go. Got anything to plug, Tomiko?
Let's see. Going to TwitchCon next week.
Mm-hmm.
I've definitely got stuff to plug, but I can't think of them right now. Spookamoto Train in Sacramento. If you're an old tech if you're in Sacramento and you have kids.
Are you just naming random things, or are you actually going to be there?
No, I'm working the train.
Krispy Kreme donuts. Yeah.
If you go, pick me up one.
Speaking of which, Natomas Donuts down the street in Natomas is fucking amazing.
Have you been there?
What is it?
Natomas Donuts. So good. Yeah, it's right there by the Safeway. So if you're in town, go there.
Somebody put Yelp review. 1 star. Way too many Juggernauts in the bar.
Can I plug my Twitch channel?
Yeah, you can. Why not?
All right. Twitch.tv/Tomiko, TOUMIKO. And schedule is usually Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 3 to 5 p.m. PST. And we'll see how much I can keep that schedule in the next few weeks, because I'm going to be gone a lot. But in November, should resume normally.
Yeah, okay. Perfect.
Cool.
Thank you for coming out, to both of you two. It was a challenge to fit everybody into the story.
Yeah.
But I think I pulled it off pretty well.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible. Yeah. Better than the movie, I'll tell you that.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Still better than the movie.
For Gondo, Corey, and Tomiko, a.k.a. Aaron, I am Sir Aaron Carter, saying see you next week for another adventure.